Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's time to play Beat the Bank. We need caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hey, if it's not payday today, we'll make it payday for you.
Dang right, make it rain.
And yesterday was Kelly Raspberry's big birthday, and Vanilla Ice stopped by. And after the show, Will Forte called us, and we didn't let him know that Vanilla Ice was still in the studio, and they happened to be friends, and this is what went down.
Hello.
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 Hello, dear friend of the show.
Again. I wish I was in there in person with you guys again.
We wish you were, too.
Well, we want to play a quick game before we get going with this interview, if that's okay.
If you were here in person, you would see a mystery guest standing in here that you might know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have the mystery guest right here. Do you want to ask him a couple questions to see if you could guess?
Okay, I already have one. You've already narrowed it down.
Okay.
Are you human, plant, or animal?
Yes, correct. All of the above.
You're ice cold right now.
Okay, let's see. What color hair do you have?
Brown, sandy, with a blonde streak from the old school.
Okay.
Think retro.
Your questions are very
vanilla. Think high top fade.
They're very vanilla right now, Will.
Think turtle.
Oh, I gotcha. I got that.
All right, stop.
This is Vanilla Ice.
It is. Now, he said you're friends. Are you friends?
Blonde Streak. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
We're in the Sandler movie together, and oh, my God, how are you doing? What are you doing?
Man, I was in here. We're doing a special birthday party tonight for Kelly, and they just said Will's coming on. I was actually on my way out. I said, I'm staying in here. I'm going to say what's up.
Now, we want to get Vanilla Ice on the show, if that's possible, Will. How can we make that happen?
just ask, and you just asked, so it's going to happen.
Okay.
There it is.
That easy when you're a celebrity.
It makes me a Hollywood agent.
It changes the name title a little bit. Tricky.
I think we get 10% on that.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah, because we negotiated that deal.
Well, I did want to know, Will, how hairy are you right now? Are you half? I know you shaved half off. Are you clean shaven or full hair again?
I am. I went down to fully clean shaven,
ooh,
and then to now it's kind of coming back in.
Patchy, huh?
Sexy.
Oh my God! It is the quickest. Like I went from taking super long showers to real tight little showers. It's great.
I've never heard it described as a tight shower.
Tight. Yo, I'm going to take a tight shower.
So, well, what do we have to look forward to in this episode coming up?
This Sunday night. Man on Earth.
You're throwing a party?
Hopefully you're all caught up because the last episode, my brother, Jason Sudeikis, finally shows up in Malibu, and here's really where the fun starts, and I've liked the show to this point as well, and I'm proud of the show. But
that's good.
There's some of our best stuff is on the horizon, so I'm excited for you to see it.
Okay, good. Are you ever going to shave on the show, though, finally? Is there going to be an episode where you finally shave, or is that going to be a jump the shark?
I can't divulge any of that.
Okay.
That's a spoiler. To answer that would be to spoil something that's coming up.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm trying to think what I would do if I were the last man on Earth.
Just like what you do now?
Yeah. I just eat some chicken wings.
He's got a couple girls with him.
Spend less money. Yeah.
He's going to prepare them chicken wings.
He's got a couple girls.
You don't have a cook. A chef.
But there's also some dudes also remaining.
I got to put some thought into this.
Yeah. Is it true that you have the 36th highest score in the world for Donkey Kong?
That is true. Well, it used to be 29th, and then, look, I'm not.
Some teenagers came along?
I don't think.
How do people rank that?
Because it's Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
It's like goes into some, database where everybody knows who's number one and two and 36?
No, here's the deal. You have to register your score.
It's the honor system?
Have you ever heard of the movie A Good Old Fashioned Orgy?
Wow, I missed that one.
I gotta see that.
That was a movie. I was actually in it.
Oh, it was, sorry.
Me and Sudeikis. This was years ago.
Was this for public release?
Oh yeah. It was one of those ones that had like a small release and then it just kind of didn't, you know,
trickle down.
I don't think you should say.
But there was a Donkey Kong score thing in there or something.
He had like one of the main roles, so he was doing stuff all the time. A bunch of people were in there, like Nick Kroll, Lake Bell, like a bunch of. It was a wonderful, wonderful cast, and we had a great time. But I was only in it like every fourth or fifth day, so I would go down to this bar and just play Donkey Kong all day. And I got really good. And one of the guys who was working on the movie was one of those guys from the. Have you ever seen King of Kong?
Were you in that one too?
No. He's all porn.
Don't worry about it. Kelly thinks Picasso's a Ninja Turtle.
Sorry, this is the longest, most boring story.
No, it's right.
So interesting.
It's
awesome, man. You could never be boring.
I showed him a picture as a joke. I was showing everybody my pictures of the scores I would get, and he said, "That's pretty good." And he took the picture and sent it into I think the Twin Galaxies is the name of the people who like wow. keep track of all the high scores.
That's the real deal. Did you take a picture, like a screenshot? Did you take a screenshot of like the high score?
I took a screenshot. There was a lot of trust involved in this one.
Right.
So usually you have to like. If you see King of Kong, it's fascinating. There's a guy who's like a referee. I think his name's Walter Day, maybe? I'm pretty sure.
I feel like he's just joking, but that's right.
Like, would watch all of the games to verify, like, you know, if you get a high score on a game,
right.
It's probably like hours and hours long, usually. And this guy would watch the games to make sure that there was no funny business and then register them.
What a horrible so, life.
So since you and the guys in your life don't have women, what do y'all do for fun? I guess that's
Donkey
it.
Donkey Kong.
Will Forte, I think you having the 36th highest score in Donkey Kong makes you way cooler
You'd
than being a movie star.
You'd be proud of that.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That is so cool.
You yeah, own that 36th
definitely.
Place.
Yeah, you're a legend now, man. You've reached it.
That's something you can hang your glasses on right there.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much.
And not only do you have The Last Man on Earth on Fox, you also have a movie coming out with Key and Peele. You got Keanu.
Keanu?
Yeah, it's about a kitty.
Yeah.
I just saw the preview.
Oh, my God, this kitty is the cutest little thing. But it's a very special kitty, and the kitty gets... I don't know what I'm allowed to say and not say. I don't want to give away any of the plot. I'm so used to protecting spoilers on my show.
Well, I mean, in the preview I saw, I believe the kitty gets kidnapped or something, right?
Okay.
That's in the preview. I'm not blowing anything.
Kidnap or kidnap?
You said it, not me.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
And I play. I'm this guy. I'm like a drug dealer who has they made me get cornrows in my hair, and my beard.
Going gangster on us? Dang, man.
Cornrow beard.
Stupidest voice.
What's the voice?
What's that?
You have the stupidest voice. I want to hear.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Go ahead.
Oh God, it's
come on.
It's going to sound real dumb.
Will, bring the voice out, or I'm calling your mom right now.
I'll give you her phone number.
I got your mom's phone number already.
Oh,
she's my dancing partner.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go. Big voice.
This is the worst. Okay. Here it is.
Well, tell us how you're 36 on the Donkey Kong.
Oh, come on. It's coming out really bad.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
I tried the first little bits of it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, but you muffled the phone. You covered the phone as you did it.
Come on.
I didn't muffle the phone. The I think God muffled.
Muffled
it. It was unholy what was coming out.
Oh my God! I love talking to you.
Gosh, now we have to see the movie so we can hear the weird voice.
That's how Will works.
Gotta see the movie. You heard? I can't even do it.
Was that it?
That was it.
Hey. Okay, you're a bad drug dealer, right?
Yeah.
Now, if that doesn't get you an Oscar,
I am.
Straight gangster. Oh, man.
Make sure you watch Will Forte, Last Man on Earth on Fox, 9:30, 8:30 Central.
This Sunday.
This Sunday. And also make sure you check him out in Keanu and theaters nationwide on Friday, April 29th. Will Forte.
Yeah.
Pleasure talking to you, my man.
Hey, Will. Be good, buddy.
Talking to you. I miss you guys.
I love you.
Tell your mom I said hello.
So I can be in person. Well, Will, too. Probably
see her
first.
Bye, Will. He's stressing with the rhyme.
He's stressing with the rhyme. About to take a nip.
A nip. A stretch there.
Yeah, nap. Nip.
Is that a shorter version of a nap?
A nap. Yeah, it's a little bit of nap.
It's a nip.
It's a nip.
All right, let's win some money.
All right.
Time to go inside the bank vault with caller number 13. Who's this?
This is Megan.
All right, here's how Beat the Bank works, in case you didn't know. I'm sure you do, but we'll tell you anyways. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be throwing dollar amounts your way. It's going to increase the longer you stay in there. So if you're really brave, you'll win more money. Now, even if he gets up to $1,000, you still have to yell stop, because if you don't say stop and that door closes,
that's bad.
You get nothing. And we need to get you paid on this Friday.
Yep.
All right, fair enough to say. I believe you know the rules. So let's get ready. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$150. $180. $270. $350. $530. $760. $920.
$920.
Yeah.
I maybe would have held off to see if it would have gone all the way.
I know, right?
Only one way to find out. Let's see how high it actually goes. Well done.
Yeah, good job.
Enjoy your money.
Good job.
If you didn't get in this hour, don't worry. We'll play Beat the Bank again. Less than 1 hour away. Make sure you got your phone handy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, that sure was a lot of fun last night at Kelly Raspberry's birthday party put on by Big Al Mack.
A little bit of a party, huh?
A little bit of a party.
Buddy.
You know who was having a blast was Elena. We have exclusive audio of Elena trying to sing along to Vanilla Ice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn out the lights and let's go to the extreme. Erect the mic like a vandal.
Pretty sure that's not how it goes.
No.
It's close.
That is not how it goes.
I would want my money back if I paid Vanilla Ice that kind of money.
And Elena's been talking about it because she's super into the 90s right now. Like, everything is 90s.
Yeah, yeah. She just went to this 90s pub crawl not too long ago.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice and Spinderella are about to go on a 90s tour together.
I know. I love She Loves So Nature. I think she was born in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I was born. JC and I were born in the 80s. I love the 90s. I do miss the 90s.
I miss the
90s. Yeah, but your teenage years, that was your generation.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I get that.
Love it.
Yeah, half of my teenage years were in the 90s. What's the one thing you miss the most from the 90s, Jenna?
Phloem.
Phloem, what's that?
Gak.
All the Gak stuff?
I liked all that stuff.
You don't have that stuff anymore?
What do I miss?
That was good.
The music. Some of the things I still listen to this day were bands that I discovered in the 90s, like Radiohead, which is kind of indie and weird, I guess.
Yeah.
But Radiohead, I was the grunge 90s, and I dressed like I was in Clueless sometimes, too.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Kelly, what do you miss from the 90s?
Boy bands that danced. I think I made my position clear on this earlier in the week.
You're so right on that.
I mean, come on. I want a show. I mean, I can hear you sing on the radio. I want to see you dance.
It all started with New Kid. New Kid started in the 80s, and then Backstreet Boys and NSYNC took over in the 90s.
Yes.
Whoa! Right. You guys, I said it and it appeared.
Wait, we have some Phloem?
Am I dreaming? Yakety yak. Yellow.
Yeah, I thought that stuff was still around.
I think that's like old, like the old one, though.
No, this is new style.
Like that's,
right?
Oh, that's the new style?
I think so. Oh, I love how it feels between my fingers. Have you guys felt this stuff?
Not a long time.
The 90s
also
smell.
Had like the best, the Britney when she was coming up.
Yeah.
Music-wise.
Yeah, the Mickey Mouse when all those kids came up.
What about the Romeo and Juliet?
The movie?
Yeah, the remake. Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
I love that one.
I miss Pogs.
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
Dunkaroos.
I miss those books that we used to read, like the Goosebump books.
Those are still around, though. My daughter's loving the Goosebumps.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, Are You Afraid of the Dark on Nickelodeon?
Salute Your Shorts.
Anything on Nickelodeon was great back in the 90s.
See, I wasn't really watching that, but you know what I did love to watch on Saturday mornings? And it's bad, because I was a full-grown adult.
What?
Saved by the
Bell.
Saved
by the Bell. I knew you were going
because
there.
I went to a very small private Christian school. It was the church-run school. I had 18 people in my class. So I didn't have, I think, a traditional high school experience.
Yeah, right.
So I would watch shows like that or 90210, and I'd be like, that's what high school was supposed to be like?
Yeah.
You know,
oh
so gosh. I loved Saved by the Bell, even
smell,
though I was an adult.
The smell of this gas
is bringing
you back.
I miss stuff like Jelly Shoes. Beepers.
Jelly Shoes are back out, by the way.
What?
I thought jellies were in the 80s.
No.
No, 90s.
They were a little. 90s. I think Kelly's right. They were.
That was 80s.
They were
was,
in
yeah.
the 80s. But by the way, they're back big. Like Uber designers
really?
Making jelly beach shoes, jelly evening shoes. Crazy.
See, I love that. Everything's coming back from the 90s now.
It is. I'm glad I
get
saved
it.
Some of my stuff.
I'm
I miss
hoping.
My beeper. I miss my beeper.
Oh, Al, the beeper.
Put in your number and then 911.
You're the only person that misses electronics that are outdated.
No, but you let your girl know 143.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know they're trying to bring back 90s fashion, which I don't think there was fashion in the 90s. It was bad.
Yeah. I disagree.
If you just watch old Full House episodes with the grunge.
Yeah.
Everything was oversized sacks, combat boots with slouchy socks. And
I love
shorts.
My Doc Martens. I love my chokers. I dress like Clueless a lot, though,
I
with the thigh
like
highs and the plaid.
I know they've been around for a long time, but I think in the 90s, at least as far as I'm concerned, Kelly Raspberry introduced me to the overall.
The overalls were in.
I did love my overalls.
Yeah, I had
crisscross.
Remember, I had my leather overalls back then. Was that in the 90s? Yeah, I think
yeah.
That was the 90s.
Crisscross brought the overalls, and then you wear it backwards.
Yeah.
And then it was hard to go to the bathroom.
But in the 90s, in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Oh, Fresh Prince.
Yes, most of my days. Yeah. Chilling out,
maxing, relaxing, all cool while I was shooting some b-ball outside. It was cool with a couple of guys. They were up to no good.
Oh,
started making trouble in the neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared. She said, move your ass to Hotline Bel Air.
And something else.
I whistled for a cab.
And when he came near, the license plate said dope.
And had a dice in the mirror. If anything, I thought, well, this cab is rare. And I thought, now forget it. Your home's to Bel Air.
I pulled.
Up to
okay. And I missed the other Cosbys.
The other Cosbys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I don't want to say I miss Bill, but I missed the rest of them.
No, you can still hold that place in your. I mean, that was a special time on TV.
It was.
Really was.
It really
back
was.
In the 90s, we actually have theme songs with words in them.
Yeah.
I love the 90s.
So, do you guys want to play a game?
What kind of game?
We're going to play a 90s theme song game show.
Yeah, because TV shows don't have, they just...
That little noise sounded like Tamagotchi. Do you remember, is that what it was? Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchis where you had to feed them and stuff?
Mine always died.
Oh, mine did.
Yeah. Never fed it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so we're going to yell our names if we know it?
No, I'll just call on one of you, and then I'll give you your song, and then you can steal if that person doesn't get it right.
Okay. Who are we starting with?
We'll start with... Jenna.
Okay.
We'll start from left, and we'll move on to the right, so Kelly's next.
Got
we'll
it.
Go ladies first, Big Al.
Got it. No
ladies
problem.
Ladies first.
Jenna, are you ready for your theme song?
Nope.
All right, good. This is yours.
Oh, boy.
You know this.
Ooh, yes, Doug.
That is Doug.
Doug.
I would have never gotten that.
Kelly, you didn't watch Doug?
Oh, wow. Was that a cartoon?
Yeah, it was on Nickelodeon.
I wasn't watching Nickelodeon in the 90s.
No.
His best friend was Skeeter, and he was all about Patty Mayonnaise. And he was a superhero in his own mind. He was a quail man.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That brought me back.
Jenna has
I didn't
one
know
point.
I knew. Cool.
Doug is probably one of the greatest cartoons of all time.
Agreed.
Good job,
all right, Kelly Raspberry, are you ready for your theme song?
If it's Nickelodeon, I'm out.
We're doing 90s theme songs.
Okay.
Here you go.
Carmen Santiago, maybe?
No!
Is
this a TV show? Or is this
a TV show.
If this again is a kid's show, I'm out. I didn't watch kids' shows in the 90s.
It's a cool cartoon from Nickelodeon. Anybody want to steal?
Well, is this the all Nickelodeon kid's show?
No, we have others.
right. No, I don't know.
I got nothing.
Come on, guys.
I know. Magic School Bus. I don't know.
It's a show full of babies.
Rugrats.
Rugrats is correct.
I still win.
You still get your point.
Still get my point.
That's right.
Tommy Pickles.
Don't give me any
Tommy
kids.
Tommy Pickles.
Don't give me a kids. Well, 90s, I was.
You were babysitting your kids.
Up to my neck in limousine service. But go ahead.
Big Al, are you ready for your theme song?
Yeah.
All right. Here is your theme song, Big Al.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh my God, no. This is so good.
The silver spoon. No. Crap.
Wow.
I know this. Kelly.
Family Matters?
Family Matters is correct.
That's me.
Big Al.
2 points.
Urkel. How did I miss Urkel?
How? Come on, man. You can't
do it.
Have you noticed when Al doesn't know the answer to something, he just says, yes. Yeah,
I knew it.
I thought we were just going to let him do it for a while.
All right.
Jenna's got 1 point. Kelly's got 2 points.
Yep. Al's got nothing.
Big Al.
Come on.
With nothing. All right. Jenna, you're back up.
Okay.
Are you ready for your theme song?
Yeah,
here you go.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to know what this is. This is some little boy cartoon.
Nope. Kelly, do you know this one?
It's not. It's a teenage.
It was more for teenagers, yeah.
Teenagers?
It's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, it's not. It brought us the first love for vampires.
Oh, Kelly. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
The TV show.
Yep.
Yeah, I only saw the movie. I never watched the show.
And the spinoff was Angel.
Look at Kelly knocking it out with the 90s theme song.
Well, I need hints. I don't...
Hey, that's how we get
Kelly was all about the TV back then.
See, I know that's the thing. I didn't watch a lot of TV.
Kelly, this is yours. It's your turn again.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Full House, that's a gimme. That's all I talk about.
That's probably the most famous one.
Waiting just around the
bend. Come on, Big Al.
Everyone! Well, y'all were just some TV junkies back then.
You're more
I didn't
into
watch
music.
A lot of TV shows.
I'm driving Mr. Baldwin to the airport and probably Kid Craddock too in the 90s. That's right, what I was doing.
You're up again. We're trying to get you at least 1 point, Big
Al. Come on.
All right, Big Al, here's yours.
Bring it.
I know it!
Dang it!
Go ahead, Kelly.
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement! Yeah, I know that. Tim the Tool Man.
Okay.
You didn't get from the earth?
Oh, that would have given it away, that last part right there.
Oh, that would have done it.
Okay, I'll give a point to Jenna and Kelly because they both
All right. Come on, give me another one. Give me another one.
You go to Home Depot every Friday.
I know.
All right.
All right, give me another
one. Hold on, it's
Jenna's turn.
All right, I want a point.
Try stealing from Jenna if she has.
Jenna, do you mind if we give Al the chance
Go ahead. You give it to Jenna. I'll steal if I know it.
I don't mind.
Okay, Al, you're going to get a chance here.
All right.
Here you go. What song is this?
She was walking in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup.
I've never heard it.
She had style, she had class, she was there. That's how she became the nanny.
What show is it, Al?
Guessing it's the nanny.
Yeah! Well, Jenna said it too.
I don't think I've ever heard that before in my life.
Fresher. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
That was a fun show back in the day.
It was good.
Okay. You got a point.
All right, we got
a couple more.
All right, bring
let's
it
see
on.
What we got.
Let's just see who gets it.
Okay, let's see.
Up for grabs.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Roseanne.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is correct.
That's right.
Yeah. Dang, Kelly. Okay.
Oh, I'm...
You kicking butt.
No, I'm not really, but...
All right, this one's really popular, you guys.
Okay.
Al.
Friends.
No.
Oh.
Cheers.
No. Yeah. Well, let me play it.
Question explains it all.
Here you go.
Ellen McBeal.
ER.
Oh.
Jenna with the ER.
Yep. Her. Clooney.
Man. ER, I did watch. That was great.
George left, then Juliana left, and I quit watching after George left.
After Clooney left?
Yeah, I don't want to watch anymore.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of ER.
Oh, wow, it was great.
You've never seen one episode?
Then House got good.
Never.
So.
Wow.
Never seen an episode.
House was the better, newer ER.
Yeah.
I was more into
ER was way better than Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
I agree with that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I was more like Married with Children kind of guy.
That's kind of when I first started working on the show, because I remember Kid would always want to talk about ER. Kid and Kelly both, they would want to talk about ER, and I'm like, I have no idea.
Is that still on?
I think ER is over. Grey's Anatomy filled that void.
Okay.
Even House is done.
So George Clooney was on ER. Was John Stamos on ER?
If he was, it was like a guest appearance.
Yeah, it didn't. They brought someone like that on.
Yeah, like somebody came on there. Mm-hmm. I want to say.
I gotta Google.
Yeah, I think he
John
was. I heard
Stamos
something about him being on ER one time. Or he went to the ER.
Yeah, he was on ER.
He was on ER.
He was on ER.
Yeah, he was at the end.
Yeah, that big poofy
hair.
Yeah,
he helped wrap it up.
Oh, I miss that you could have like big poofy hair with a mullet.
JC, the only thing stopping you from having that's your hairstylist who keeps cutting all your hair off.
What kind of hair was I sporting back in the 90s? Well,
you had hair, maybe.
I did. I probably had a Jerry curl.
Thong came
Cisco.
Out. He dyed that little bit of fuzz
on his
he
back?
Had
no.
on his head yellow or white, but it sort of came out yellow.
Yeah. Big Shirley dyed my hair blonde.
Really? Yeah. You did the Cisco?
I did.
I still love the thong song.
So it's fair to say, Kelly Raspberry, you are the queen of the 90s.
Oh, I don't really want that title.
Theme songs.
I'm happy to sub in if you are sick.
I don't want that title.
Yes or no, in the 90s. Waterbeds?
No. Ugh. I slept on one time, and apparently I slept on the heating element, and I thought I wet the bed or poked a hole in it because I woke up in a pool of my own sweat. It was disgusting. I hate waterbeds.
Was it Al's waterbed?
No.
Was that before or after?
Black lacquer.
Way before.
I had black lacquer furniture.
You sold in a parking lot.
It was green lacquer.
He had a garage sale, but he did it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And he did it on the radio. That was funny.
You know what I missed most about the 90s?
Huh. What?
Coming to America.
Oh, yeah. I am very happy to be here.
Oh, not the movie. That's like me literally coming to America.
It's the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Your next chance to play Beat the Bank is coming up in just a little over 10 minutes.
I have a dream.
You guys, it's time for another I Have a Dream. This one may require a mascara alert.
Really?
Definitely for the recipient of the dream.
Okay.
It's really cool. Let's bring in the person that wrote in the letter. Her name is Ellie. Hi, Ellie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing great? Okay, so we got your letter. Now, from our understanding, your mama has no idea.
That is correct.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to bring in your mom because she is clueless. Does she listen to our show by chance?
I believe she is unfortunately at work during this time.
Okay.
So the answer is no.
Okay.
Why does she think we're calling her? What did we tell her?
I told her that somebody was calling, possibly she's a financial planner.
Okay.
So we need to
advice.
Okay, we got you. Okay, Ellie, I'm going to pod you down. You could still listen to your mom when we talk to her. Okay, hold on. Let's get her on the phone. Hi, may I speak with Rain, please?
This is Rain.
Hi, Rain. My name's JC. My client, Big Al Mack, needs some financial help here.
Oh, yes, by all means.
Yes.
Hi, nice meeting you.
Rain.
Yes.
I hear you're a financial planner and advisor. I was just wanting to know, do you advise a person in this economy that we're living in today to go into business for themselves and maybe to open up a restaurant?
Oh, or two gosh. And
or
buy
two.
Five cars?
Yeah.
It depends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Should everybody buy a boat, Rain?
Only if you want to break out another 1,000.
BOAT.
You got that out right there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Here's what's happening, Rain. We're not asking you for financial advice
That's
right now.
That's obvious, I think.
Yeah. Our improv skills on point this morning. My name's JC. I got Big Al Matt, Kelly Raspberry, and Jenna Owens, and we're part of a radio show called the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is all good news here because we do a thing called I Have a Dream. And this is where people write us, and they write us letters in hopes that we can grant a wish or a dream that they've been dreaming about. And we have a letter right here, and it's written about you. So if you don't mind, we would like to read that letter for you.
Okay.
All
right. I'll do the honors of reading that letter, JC.
Go, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly Raspberry.
I have a dream for my mother. When she was 19, she made the brave choice to put her first child up for adoption. She's gone the past 30 years not knowing where he was, if he was alive, or how his life had turned out. Well, through a series of events, my mother was able to find her son this past November. Aww. He's married, has two children. He's living a wonderful life in Idaho. Although my mother has been able to reconnect with her son on Skype and Facebook, she hasn't been able to meet him in person. So my dream is to have my mother hug her son for the first time since she gave him up for adoption. Mm. Plus, she would be able to meet her grandchildren. Oh. And that, Rain, is from your daughter, Ellie.
And Ellie's on the phone right now, Rain.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to not be crying,
no,
right?
No, I'm crying. This is so nice.
Ellie, that is a beautiful letter you wrote.
How did you find the son that you gave up for adoption just this past November? How did that happen?
It was really unexpected. I told you I work with Transamerica. I had gone to a vendor dinner that Forethought had hosted, and Sam Richter, who was speaking, he's an author, and he does training on Google searches to help people turn cold markets into warm markets.
Yeah.
You can find out a little bit more about your client before you go to meet them.
Wow.
And Sam was late for the airport. I managed, for whatever reason, to end up in the car with him, making a long story short. And on the way out to the airport, part of his presentation was his first Google search. And at the very end of it, he said, you know, this person that I had been searching for, Linda, and I don't remember her last name, but Linda so-and-so, she was my birth mother. And I learned so much about Google searching because I was searching for her. And on the way out to the airport, riding with him, I shared with him that I had given a child up for adoption. And his answer to me was, do you want to find him?
Wow.
And, you know, that was Wednesday. Thursday, I emailed him everything that I had as far as information. And Friday evening, I had a report with pictures and contact information. Via computer that he did for me. And I didn't have a personal phone number for my son, but I knew where he worked. And so I picked up the phone and I called his office and left a message, and he called me back.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
What was it?
You know,
what's the first thing you guys said to each other?
What was it like hearing his voice?
It was a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, just knowing that he's happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That had to have been a hard decision when you were 19 years old.
Yeah, well, it was the only one that I could make.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's a better life for them. At that point, you probably couldn't afford to have a child, right?
I think it was the best thing for both of us, and I'm so blessed that he's open to sharing his life with me, and his kids are just gorgeous.
Oh,
so
your grandma.
Kids. You're a grandma now.
Yeah.
So he knew he was adopted, because some adults don't know, like JC didn't know it necessarily until he was later in life. So he knew the whole story.
Yeah, I was very blessed. I was able to choose the family that adopted him. I held him for a few minutes after he was born, and then once I left the hospital, that was it. I didn't have any more contact out of respect for his family.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't my choice anymore. Yeah. So,
but I'm sure you thought about him every single day, right, Ellie?
Yeah, I did. And Ellie knows. I told her about him when she was about 16. And I have another son who's 19, and he's living in Japan. He's a Marine.
Uh-huh.
And so he's anxious to meet his brother, too, someday. You know, he's like, I can't wait to get home on leave so that I can meet him face to face.
Yeah. Well, Ellie, you've had a chance to communicate with your brother, right? You've had a chance to talk to him, I understand.
Yeah, we talk about once every 2 weeks. I just give him a random phone call and just do basically sibling stuff. Just talk about how his week's going and what I'm up to, and that's about it.
Does he feel familiar to you, even though you haven't met him? Do you feel that sibling bond?
Yeah, we both are very kooky and outgoing.
Yeah,
so...
Tell your birthday, though.
We're a day apart.
Oh. On birthday? Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how you've never met somebody, but you're related
and connected
somehow, and you just connect right away?
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's not right that they haven't met yet.
No, and the last time you hugged him, Rain, was when he was born, right before you had to hand him off to a family that raised him, right? So
30 years.
It's been 30 years. He is now a grown man. He's got a job. He's got kids. He's married. You're a grandmother now. So what we want to do is we want to grant Ellie's dream, Rain, and we want to fly you out to your son so that you can meet him in person and hug him for the very first time.
Thank you.
And hopefully this is one of many, many meetings that you guys have.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Oh, my. Oh. I don't have words.
No, we can feel what you're feeling, Rain.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the greatest feeling when you finally get to hug him in person.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for you.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Oh, I love you, Mama. Baby girl, you're the best.
You ever been to Idaho?
I love you too.
Have you ever been to Idaho?
You ever been to Idaho?
And Ellie.
Ooh, Idaho in the house.
Ellie, you're involved in this too. And you know, we hear that you are talking to him all the time. So we want you to fly out with your mom and meet your brother for the first time as well.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So you guys can have a group hug.
group hug.
More than one. That's, yeah, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm so happy for you guys. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful story.
Thank you so much. This is really going to set off our summer for greatness.
Oh, yeah. Something great to look forward to.
Well, let
new
us know
chapter.
How, yeah, let us know how it goes. We want lots of pictures.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And you tell Jeremy we weren't able to get a hold of him this morning because he's a busy man. I'm sure he's working this morning. But you tell him that we're happy for you guys, and we hope that your relationship continues to blossom, okay?
Mm, we're all about blossoming relationships.
Gosh, thank you, JC. I was actually bawling just now until you said blossom.
JC loves that word, blossom.
Yeah, it is my word. I think so. It's my, as of late. But you
all
guys,
right, ladies.
Thank you so much for writing us, Ellie.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for everything you all do.
Oh, no, thank you. And you have a wonderful day at work, Rain. I'm sorry you're crying right now.
it's cool. Sweet.
It's happy tears.
We'll make it happen.
Yes, see you. Absolutely.
All right. We'll get you guys all set up. Again, take a lot of pictures for us.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on.
Gosh, something is up. You guys, everything's been making me cry lately. Like, I've been crying every day a little bit, but over, like, stuff that's
Jenna,
just,
this
like,
is normal.
You might be
commercials
pregnant.
And stuff. You know, like, commercials on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be pregnant, Jenna.
No, but this is,
oh, stop
no,
that.
She's not pregnant.
I'm 100% not.
She hasn't gone on her date yet. All right, it's your second chance to win some money with Beat the Bank. We're looking for caller number 19 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Caller number?
19, Big Al Mac.
Thank you. Oh.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show. It's Big Al, JC, Kelly Raspberry, and Jenna.
I want to be buried in George.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show. Should I buy with all the dinero I made last night? Maybe a sombrero. Beat the bank.
Wait, you made money?
Hell no.
Hell no.
He's talking about that. He's talking about that sombrero at the clearance section of the 99 cents only store.
Okay, good.
That sombrero.
Yeah, I mean, it really. No, the sombrero they put on the little dog in the store.
Oh,
a little bitty mini sombrero. I can't even afford a full size sombrero. Okay.
We were looking for caller number 19, and that happens to be you. Who's this?
Ryan.
All right. We played earlier. Now, Big Al Mac, will you please let our contestant know how to play Beat the Bank?
We are going to put you into our Kidocratic Morning Show Bank Vault. You're going to hear the banker hollering out different dollar amounts. Listen very carefully. Say stop when you want him to stop and you don't think it's going to go much higher. Because if you don't and that door closes, you're not going to get anything. Even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you got to say stop, okay?
Mm-hmm. I think we're ready. You guys ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Let's play Beat the Bank.
$110 $150 $240 $320 $370 $440 $490 $550
stop.
We got you $550 to beat the bank.
That's a nice little big screen.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're having a friend reunion here.
Yes, we are.
On the show with somebody who was on the show like 5 years ago.
Six years ago.
Trying to figure it out.
It's been so long, she gained another name. Jesse James Decker's in studio with us right now. Hey, how's it been going?
It's good. Yeah, I gained a name. I'm very traditional.
Yeah.
So I wanted to take the hubby's name. I thought it was the right thing to
there
do.
There you go.
Yeah, your husband and I were actually teammates before.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I made myself in Madden and played on the Jets.
So you can tell me you went to college or something.
No. Yeah, we were like, what?
Yeah. Oh, like, really?
In his dreams.
Yeah, it was really fun. I pretended we were friends at practice and everything.
Good, very good.
He's on tour with you right now, right?
He is on tour. He's back at the bus right now with the babies.
Okay.
Yeah. That's so neat that he can support you like that.
You know, I do the same for him during football season.
Right.
So we just kind of flip-flop.
Yeah. I didn't know your husband could sing.
He can sing, yeah.
That was really cool. They did Baby, It's Cold Outside for Christmas.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
Oh, yeah, really? They sang it. Did you hear it? Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I didn't catch that one.
Would you like to sing it with
No, because I can't sing.
We
like,
should sing it together.
I'm not very good, Jesse.
Oh, I'm sure you are.
I could do the Baby, It's Cold Outside part, and that's it.
I would love to hear it. Really, do you sing for him all the time?
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside. Can I stop now?
This is embarrassing.
His neck's getting red.
That's freaking cool.
I get embarrassed because they laugh at me. A lot.
Because it's funny and bad.
You guys have your reality show on E.
We did.
You don't want to do that anymore?
No.
Why not?
Because they survived it.
Right. Yeah, were you worried about the Simpson, the Shay curse?
No. It was fun while it lasted, but I don't know. I just don't want to be known as a reality star. You guys know probably more than anybody. I started out singing, and that's my passion, not to be a reality star. So it was really fun, and I'm glad we got to document our wedding and, you know, my daughter being born. So those are special moments. But I just don't feel comfortable putting my kids on reality TV.
Yeah.
So
it's for
the kids. I'm not knocking it. It's just not for us. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize, like, it is a lot of work. Like, it is, and it's not just hanging out, having cameras following you around. I mean, it's a lot of work. It's very exhausting, especially when, like, Eric and I are pretty mellow people. So we just like to just veg out and do our thing. And we like our privacy. Yeah. So, I mean, we did a reality show, so clearly not. Yeah. But you know what I mean? We really do like our alone time. So
was there one thing that made it on the show where you're like, dang it, I wish that wasn't on?
Oh my God. Probably my mouth. Because let me tell you, I said a lot of, like, inappropriate things.
Yeah.
Because I just do. But they chopped it up. And so I could have said maybe three perverted things over the course of like 3 months.
Yeah.
And they would chop it up and put it all in like one scene. So it made me seem like I was like a total pervert and inappropriate and had this filthy mouth.
Yeah, they made you super sexual at times.
Yeah, for sure. So that was kind of hard because I'd be like, oh my God, everyone thinks I just talk like that all the time and I don't.
But now Instagram's kind of like your own reality TV.
It is.
It's so cool and you're so candid. I think that's why girls love you so much because you reveal a lot about yourself
exactly.
through social media.
And that's what I like is I'm in control of it. And so I can put as many pictures as I want of my kids if I want or if I don't, or I can say and do whatever I want. I'm in charge of it.
Yeah.
So that's what
your makeup tutorials are super popular.
Yeah.
JC follows you.
Yeah. I do.
God.
I watch them. Even though I don't do makeup, I still watch them because it's interesting.
Because she's hot.
My wife is right there, so I'm going to go ahead and say they're both equally
hot. His wife is really hot.
So when it came time for you to like sit down and write new music, I mean, did you take a break for a while or were you always writing songs? Because I'm sure the content of what you wanted to write about has changed over the years with your life.
It definitely has. You know, whenever I met Eric, I was kind of in transition between labels. And so I kind of took a couple years off from just like the touring and all that stuff, lived in Denver and really fostered that relationship with Eric because I felt like, you know, that's love and that's family. And I want that to be, you know, in a really good place before I go back out and start up my career again. So after we moved to New York, I kind of picked things back up again and started writing, signed a publishing deal in Nashville and just kind of got back in the swing of things. I just signed another record deal with Ellie Reed again. So definitely getting back in the swing of things and writing and material has changed because I'm a mother now and I'm a wife.
Super emotional.
Yes. Yes. It's very, it's very different.
But
it's
amazing.
You can
still be sexy. And
absolutely. I mean, I always say whenever people are like, you can't be sexy anymore, you're a mother. Like, how do you think I got pregnant?
Yeah, that's right.
But now you're sexy. Like riding as you're breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah, I was breastfeeding this morning. I'm like, just laying there looking at the clock. Like, I got to get ready now.
So you do a show and then you go breastfeed, basically.
I walked off stage last night and I breastfed the baby. And then tour manager comes in, Derek, and he's like, okay, it's time to do your meet and greet. I'm like, okay, hold on.
Did you think you would be here like 3 or 4 years ago? That this would be it?
No, and my mom says that all the time to me. She's like, you always dreamt that your life would, you know, be like this and you get to sing for people and make music, but did you ever think you'd like have kids on the bus with you and a husband and my two golden retrievers? Like, did you ever think it would be like this? I'm like, no, but it's so much more fulfilling and
right.
I'm so much happier now than I was then.
Who was the hunter? Were you the hunter or was Eric the hunter?
He was the hunter.
He went after you.
Oh, he freaked me out.
Like, what happened?
Really?
He was just really intense. Like, he chased me hardcore. And I'd never been chased so hard in my life, so it really scared me a little bit. But
it worked.
It did work. He was relentless.
Like, you almost went for the restraining order.
Almost.
Yeah.
Because...
Good thing he's cute.
Oh, my God, he's so cute. But he... we'd only been talking. We'd only hung out, like, twice. And he wanted to meet my family. He invited himself to fly to Texas to meet my family. In New Braunfels when they lived here.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's athletes. They're aggressive.
They're very, what,
and
very,
normally they say stay away from the athletes.
I need one of them.
They want what they want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he
I
gets
need one
it.
Of them athletes.
And they want
to
get it.
His job is to catch stuff, and he caught one. That's his job.
Hey, he did.
We just had L.A. Reid in studio, and you just mentioned you're working with him again.
Yeah.
What was it like? Because he talked about his audition process, where you walk into his office, mm-hmm. and he basically says sing.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Do you remember what you sang for him?
I did. Obviously, I didn't do it this time because he knows. But the first time, yes, I didn't know who L.A. Reid was because I have been in Nashville my whole life. I knew like all the country presidents. I had studied their faces. Like, I knew Nashville. I didn't really know the pop world as well. So whenever I walked in, I wasn't as intimidated. And I remember all the people around me were super freaked out. Like, oh, my gosh, this is such a big deal. Don't mess this up. And I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. Like, whatever. So I walk in. And his assistant or whoever plays a track, and it was a song called My Cowboy. And he was just said, sing. So I started singing. Well, then all of a sudden he goes, stop.
Oh.
You're lip syncing. I go, I'm not lip syncing. He goes, don't sing anymore. Be quiet. And tells the assistant, press play. He presses play, and there's no vocals on the track. And he goes, that's you? I said, yeah, it is. So he stood up. He goes, sing again. I started singing. He started dancing. And then as soon as it was over, he goes, welcome to the label. Let's go have dinner. And that was it.
Wow.
So he didn't even
What's
say, hi, I'm
story?
Ellie. Nice to meet you. Just sing.
Yep, just sing. He's very, very intimidating to other people. I didn't know who he was. But he was. He definitely has a vibe about him. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know he's important.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
And he's very confident. So
where you go for dinner?
I don't know, some fancy place. And for me, I had never really been anywhere fancy. You know, I grew up in a small town in Georgia, so I just was very overwhelmed. There was all these people, and it was, you know, everyone was waiting on him hand and foot, and I didn't, you know, it was a lot, but
yeah.
It was really cool.
So
I mean, I was
cool.
In New York City. It was my first time visiting. I was very like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
So he wasn't the one that told you to try to sound like Britney Spears.
No.
Who was that jerk?
That was a producer.
Yeah.
Someone in L.A. Because I was singing it, they said too twangy.
Uh-huh.
And so they told me to sound more like Britney Spears, and I did, and they loved it, and then I started crying in the vocal booth.
Aww.
I was like, this isn't me. So that didn't work out.
Do you have a pretty spot-on Britney impression, though?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, please.
Because Kelly loves
love
Britney
her.
Spears.
I love her as a human being.
You do?
Yeah.
I do. I want to pet her.
I love her, too.
Like, if we want to sing like Britney Spears, what do we need to do?
To sound like her?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here? Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight here.
Great!
Hold on one second. You can't see this on the radio, but Jesse James Decker, all she did was look at her guitar player, and like the whole damn band just started playing the song.
Going.
Now, is this something you guys have done in the past, or you guys just all
know
that by heart?
Oh, no, we just do this. This is just what we do.
Like, it's so, these guys, that was so cool.
It was almost like you were in on it. I'm like, did y'all plan this?
No. Jesse just looked at him and nodded, and like the other guys weren't even looking. They just start playing.
Just put a quarter in. We'll do it. Yeah. Just throw it out there. It's just one nod.
Now sing Eminem. No.
Uh-oh.
I don't know that one. I wasn't expecting that.
Why don't you sing something new?
Yeah, we would love to hear one of your songs.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
What are you going to sing for us, Jesse?
It's my new song called Lights Down Low, which is the name of my tour.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got to go check her out in concert right there.
Guess what my favorite line of that song was?
What?
You know, kiss me up against the wall.
Yeah.
That's like my dream.
Kelly
never
loves
happened.
That.
Never happened, but I'm
Your
excited.
Your hair gets all messed up, though.
Yeah.
You're home care. Alone. Who cares?
Did that happen? Is that did Eric throw you up against the wall or something?
He does a lot of things.
Oh, my. All right.
So now you're just rubbing it in.
I know.
If you want to catch her, go to jessejamesdecker.com. You have to get that website, huh, after you got married?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And follow her on Instagram and Twitter. She's really fun to follow. You really are fun to follow.
I
I put a lot of crazy stuff on there.
You really do.
Yeah. Well,
it's a pleasure seeing you. Let's not wait another 6 years before you come back.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good. Thank you all for having me.
Oh,
no,
absolutely.
It's a deal. I will be back.
All right. Everybody give it up for Jesse James Decker.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, it's been a very special week. Because not only did we get to party with Vanilla Ice last night.
Right.
Because of Vanilla Ice coming in, Gray Drake decided to fly herself in to go party with
us. How about that?
And do the movie reviews live in the studio.
Hi. Special treat. Listen, wherever Vanilla Ice is to be found, we'll find Gray Drake.
That's a true story.
Yes.
Sorry your name wasn't on the list last night.
It all worked out in the end.
I was like, Big Al's plus one?
No.
Seriously?
You get in? All right. Gray, we have a couple movies coming out this weekend. Is it a good weekend?
Yeah, it's a much better weekend than it was last weekend and sadly the week before.
Yeah.
Batman v Superman had a record drop
last week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
Like 60-some percent, right?
Right. It was even a little bit more than that, making it one of the biggest drops in revenue history.
Wow. But it was one of the – was it the biggest opening for a superhero movie?
Not the biggest, but it was one of the biggest. And so it made a ton of money because everybody was so excited, and then everyone was quickly punished.
Yeah, word of mouth being killed excited. It.
Yeah.
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 And we – talked about this morning that Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck did not like each other in real life.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
And having spoken to the two of them, I can see why that would be true, because Henry Cavill, he's serious. He's very classy. He has like an awkwardness, but he has a real warmth underneath all of that.
Uh-huh.
He's still British, guys. Like, he's not warm and fuzzy, but the thing about Ben Affleck is that I don't get a warmth from him. He's polite. He's always been kind, but I would not think that Ben Affleck and I are going to go out and get beers, whereas H Cavs and I, like, I am actually convinced that my next trip to the ER is on him.
So The Boss is coming out this weekend.
Yes. Melissa McCarthy.
That's really funny to me.
So this is what I've determined now. Mm. There's I've determined that Melissa McCarthy has two different kinds of films. She has the kind of comedies that she does with Paul Feig, who directed Bridesmaids and The Heat. And then she has all the other comedies.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that aren't as good.
Okay.
And this is one of those.
This is one of those. This was directed by her husband.
Written too, right?
Written by him. Oh, so that's awkward. You can't be like, yo, Hubs, that joke sucks.
She's like, okay, you can write my little movie.
So you're right. It is funny, Big Al. Like, it's a funny movie. And I laughed at it. And there's some stuff in there that was classic. So, because I love Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you have to wade through a lot of crappy stuff to get to those really good jokes. And so what I would say is, if you have seen Identity Thief and Tammy, another movie directed by her husband, if you like those movies and you're willing to wade through the crap with Melissa McCarthy, you will like The Boss.
You'll laugh.
Gray's like the best reviewer at Rotten Tomatoes. And for this one, she just said, I laughed.
I laughed.
That's the thing Jenna was saying. We're afraid that all of the funny is in the previews and we've already seen all the jokes.
Yes. However, just add like 15% more jokes in the actual film.
Yeah.
There's nothing new here. And that's why the critics are brutalizing it.
Well, bad reviews.
What's the tomato meter like?
It's 18% rotten. That's like Identity Thief bad. But may I remind you, that movie had huge box office.
Another movie coming out this weekend. This one looks extremely weird because it's shot first person.
Right.
Hardcore Henry.
It's like a video game. So it's a first person shooter, literally, because he shoots a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And the main character in it, his name is Charlton Copley in real life.
Mm-hmm.
He was in District 9. He's not like super famous yet in the U.S., but he's a really good actor. And probably one of the only people that could pull this kind of movie off. And so, doesn't matter what the story is, this movie is all gimmick. It's like, look at how this is first person and you're in the middle of the action.
It looks awful. Like, you're going to get sick.
It's like if you go to the movies and you don't mind, you know, having to hold on to the seat for dear life, then this is your thing. Uh-huh. I really hope that first-person movies are not the new found footage movies.
Yeah.
Because I'd assume that the only difference is these are not cheap to produce. are, you know, because it's like it's a whole different thing. The camera work is very different.
And they at least have the phone tilted the right direction.
It's vertical.
I still do it wrong sometimes.
Oops. Yeah. Is that why your Instagram videos are like that sometimes?
Yeah.
Intentionally.
I still like them, though.
Oh, what? Thank you. So, you know what? I've actually been trying to catch up on movies lately because I didn't see a lot in the theaters recently. And I watched in the last few days, I watched The Big Short finally.
Oh,
loved
good.
It. Watched The Hateful Eight,
nice.
Which I didn't think people liked. And I love Quentin Tarantino. I liked it.
Bloody at the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that he does that. I always find myself giggling, and then I feel like a serial killer because it gets, like, really gruesome, and I'm like...
Yeah.
You're going to see her on the front page of the paper someday.
Oh, we know. We know.
Yeah.
We know.
That is weird.
Remember that girl that was giggling at Hateful Eight? Yeah. No surprises there.
Yeah. What's Hardcore Henry have in the tomato meter?
Actually, it is fresh currently because it does the most that it possibly could with the gimmick. Again, who cares about the story? Doesn't matter. I'm not even going to tell you what it is because it makes no difference.
What are you most looking forward to this year seeing? Like Suicide Squad or how is Tarzan going to be? Some of these big ones?
Oh, God. Alexander Skarsgård with his shirt off. Oh, I'm a simple woman. You know what I mean? But I actually am so excited for in less than a month. Captain America Civil War.
Really? Okay.
It's going to be incredible.
No, that looks great.
Yeah.
That's the one to look forward to.
Yeah, and then the rest of the year is just a waste. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
We're done.
And I guess we'll be talking to you on the phone again next week.
It's great to see you guys and your beautiful shining faces on something other than Dish TV on my
television.
Thank you, Greg.
Great Drake, everybody.
Great Drake.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.